It's time for Director's Cut Radio. This week, Ghost from the Machine, a science fiction thriller about a young man who builds a machine that brings the dead back to life.
You need to destroy it.
Excuse me?
Dead is dead, and the dead and the living shouldn't be brought. There's a reason they're separated.
No, I can't do that. Not now. Not when I'm this close.
Close to what?
Bringing them back.
Who's them?
Joining us now is Matt Osterman, the creator of Ghost from the Machine. Good morning.
Good morning.
What got you interested in the paranormal as a film subject?
Yeah, you know, what happens to us after we die is one of those themes that, you know, humans have wondered for the, you know, history of our existence. So I was just fascinated by it. So I decided to, you know, what happened if we took hardcore science, real science, and tried to tie it to the supernatural? What would happen if we were to do that?
And what happens in the movie is that your protagonist figures out a way, and he does that by manipulating electricity.
Yeah. He builds a machine that can raise the ambient level of EMF in a room,
okay.
Electromagnetic energy, which ghosts then can use to manifest.
Now, this is not strictly a horror movie. There's a lot going on here. There's humor and a lot of very poignant personal interactions.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you go into it expecting a horror movie, you're going to be disappointed because it's not overtly scary. It's really creepy, and there's a few moments where you will be scared.
Here's another clip from Ghost in the Machine. More ghosts start popping up around the neighborhood than ever intended. Here, a character named Tom encounters his long-dead wife.
Well, hello.
Hi.
Are you coming to bed?
I don't think so.
Why not?
Do you know that you're not supposed to be here?
That again. I'm right here, Tom. Come to bed.
How plausible do you think your premise is?
I don't want to paint myself in a corner with my own movie. but I would say unlikely, but I will say humans have the capacity to think we're a lot smarter than we actually are. And there are a lot of things out there that we have no idea where they came from, why they're there, or, you know, we're discovering the universe right now. So there's going to be things that we're going to find out in the coming decades and centuries that would blow us away in today's world.
You suggest in your movie that Thomas Edison tried to invent a machine that would make it possible to communicate with the dead. Is that true, or is that just something you made up?
No.
Really?
I mean, yeah, it's out there. Some people have debunked that. Other people say, no, there's proof that he did try to do this, but he just failed. He couldn't do it. It was one of the things that he couldn't do. But there is proof out there, so you can Google it and look for Thomas Edison's device.
Before we go, I have to ask. You hear a lot of stories about strange going-ons on the sets of ghost story movies. And I don't know, did anything unusual or spooky happen on the set?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of weird coincidences. You know, it's almost like the universe was conspiring to help us to make this movie, you know. We've, you know, exceeded expectations, and it's been a great ride. And I can't help but think maybe the other side was helping us.
Okay, Matt Osterman, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
See more of Matt Osterman and Ghost from the Machine on Director's Cut tomorrow night at 10 on Wisconsin Public Television.